In the World Cup, Germany shut out Portugal 4-0 and Nigeria tied Iran at 0 for the first scoreless draw in the 2014 World Cup. The United States topped Ghana 2-1 for a comeback victory after Ghana eliminated the U.S. from the last two tournaments. John Brooks came off the bench to score the game winner in the 86th minute and give the Americans a much-needed 2-1 win over Ghana in the World Cup opener for both teams. Graham Zusi sent a corner kick toward the net and watched as Brooks headed it in, 4 minutes after Ghana tied the score. Brooks became the first substitute to score a goal for the United States in a World Cup competition. University at Albany Athletic Director Lee McElroy is stepping down after 14 years. McElroy oversaw the SUNY school's transition to Division I, including the opening of a new football stadium last year. The university says McElroy will stay on as an advisor for the rest of the year after retiring June 30th. A national search to replace him will begin right away. In baseball, in interleague play, Seattle beat San Diego 5-1. In the American League, Cleveland edged the Angels 4-3. Boston slid past Minnesota 1-0. Tampa Bay slid past Baltimore 5-4. Kansas City bested Detroit 11-8. Texas blew out Oakland 14-8. The New York Yankees had a day off. In the National League, St. Louis beat the Mets 6-2. The Cubs topped Miami 5-4-13. Philadelphia defeated Atlanta 6-1-13. Milwaukee bested Arizona 9-3. It was the Dodgers over Colorado 6-1. Baseball Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn has passed away at the age of 54 from cancer. The 8-time National League batting champ and 15-time All-Star spent his entire career with the San Diego Padres. He was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2007. Gwynn finished his career with a .338 average, 3,141 hits, 5 gold gloves, and 319 stolen bases. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.